Supporters and opponents of a hotel development in Aspen debated density, parking, and employee housing Tuesday. Aspen Public Radio held a town hall meeting at the Belly Up regarding ballot question 2A. If voters approve it, Base 2 Lodge could become a reality. Base 2 was approved by City Council, but a citizen petition forced it to this fall's ballot. If built, it would replace a gas station on the corner of Monarch and Main Streets. One issue Tuesday was parking. Opponents doubt the developer's promises for an underground parking garage at Base 2. Developer Mark Hunt says he's committed.
Oh, I can say there's a guarantee for on-site parking, or if there's not, then the project doesn't go forward.
Opponents argue Hunt's promises are just that, promises, and are not legally binding. On the issue of employee housing, opponent Ward Howenstein argues Base 2 won't provide enough units for workers.
We know it's going to take at least 11 employees, probably more, to run that lodge, and Base 2 supplies employee mitigation for 1.63.
Base 2 is following city law by providing less than 2 units, and Hunt, who has multiple Aspen properties, says he's already supplied housing in partnership with another developer, Peter Fornell.
Collectively with Peter, we're actually providing close to 100.
He says the rooms at Base 2 will be affordable. Aspen Public Radio News Director Carolyn Zachariasen questioned the price.
You've said it's going to be $400 a night sometimes. How is that affordable?
I mean, I'd be shocked, you know, for a room that size, you know, to ever get to 400. I've always said that I think they would average out at 200.
Opponents say Base 2 violates zoning rules and doesn't fit in the area where it's proposed. Howenstein says it's an example of the wrong kind of growth for Aspen.
I represent and want to represent and want to see Aspen retain its character, retain what it is about this town that makes it so special. And if we continue to grow, if we continue to urbanize, we're going to kill the golden goose.
His words resonated with Aspen resident A.J. Woski. He's voting against the lodge.
If we allow this one, and then there's another one, and then another little one, and then before you know it, somebody owns so much of the town and they have so much interest and power, I don't want to see this place turn into Vail.
Voter Damian Williamson supports Base 2 and thinks it will bring vitality.
I'm definitely for a younger, more vibrant Aspen where people, you know, younger folks and folks from Detroit can really come and have a place to stay that's affordable.
One voter who's undecided says the most contentious area is nostalgia versus moving the town forward. He sees validity in both sides. Ballots arrive in the mail this week and will be counted November 3rd. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.